Blog Talk Radio.
Hey Angel, this is Angel Coach Whitney Ladd, and I am once again very happy to be here with you tonight. For those of you that are listening live or will download it later, thank you very much for joining me. And so it is the day before Thanksgiving, so I'm sure a large majority of people in America are getting ready for Thanksgiving, prepping your turkey and baking your pies, which is actually what I am doing. So I would not be surprised if that's what a large majority of the rest of you out there are doing. But I wanted to take the time to talk about gratitude and Thanksgiving and what it really all kind of means and how it can really start to just make you grateful for everything in your life. I mean, I know it's Thanksgiving and that's what it's all about, but it's become this crazy, hectic time and people kind of lose focus, and it's more about what are the Black Friday shopping deals going to be and, you know, all that fun stuff and all the sales and the standing in line and when are the stores opening, and you kind of rush through your meal and you have, you know, a lot of people get together, have family come together, and you eat. And most of the time, it's been my experience that people like to take a nap afterwards. So you lose that connection time. Everybody's, you know, stuff in their faces with food, so you don't have much talking. And yes, you're gathering, but hopefully there are still people out there that share a tradition of maybe going around the table and saying what they're thankful for or things that they're grateful for the year, not just, you know, recently, but, you know, really reflecting back on your life and for the year and things that you are grateful for and maybe some of your hopes for the future. So that would be a good way to start to get into the vibe of Thanksgiving and really get your mindset for, you know, what Christmas is really all about, because that's just around the corner as well. And so a really great way to celebrate life is through gratitude. And when we are thankful, our gratitude multiplies. So, you know, when you're thankful for things and you express that gratitude, it's not just about being thankful, but expressing the gratitude and giving the thanks, whether that be to a person who's done something for you that's really meant a lot, you know, and doing those small things. I know growing up, anytime I would get a present or a gift at Christmas or my birthday or just randomly, growing up, my parents would always make me sit down and write a thank you card. And of course, being a child, I completely hated it at the time, but it really does make you stop and think. And it's something that I still enjoy doing today, which it's so rarely done now, is for people to send out thank you cards. It's one of those things that kind of went by the wayside, because now people can, you know, you can call or you can FaceTime or Skype or whatever it is now. I mean, there's so many things out there now. Or you can go on Facebook and leave a comment and a post and all these different ways now. So the snail mail is kind of not so popular. But I know I still get pretty excited when I get something in the mail that's not a bill. So, and I especially, you know, love the thank you cards. Those are always great to get. So don't forget those this season. And, you know, that's a way to multiply your gratitude, because, you know, when somebody does something for you and you express that gratitude, they're more likely to want to do that again. And it's not necessarily about wanting to manipulate somebody into trying to give to you more, but, you know, it's just truly being grateful and letting that come from your heart. And then, of course, you never want to forget expressing gratitude and saying thank you to God, Spirit, Jesus, the universe, you know, whatever it is that your belief system is, but just being grateful and having a grateful heart and expressing that gratitude out into the universe, you know, is it just opens the gateway for so much more to come in for you to be grateful for. But a part of the gratitude being able to multiply is you have to be willing to accept. So you have to be willing to receive and able to be thankful for your gifts. And you have to be open and let God and the universe and others give to you. So there's so many people out there that are so self-sacrificing and they aren't willing to receive and they're not willing to allow people to do things for them. And it's not a matter of, it's your motive. What is your motive behind it? You know, why don't you want somebody to do something for you or give you something or you know, there's a mindset there that could really shift and open you up to so many wonderful things. But, you know, it's not that somebody thinks you necessarily need it. Maybe it's just that somebody wants to help you. They want to share their love. So, you know, being willing to accept what God and the universe and others have to give you is such a important part because if you're not open to accepting, then you're not truly going to be grateful. So when you try to do everything all on your own, you really just don't leave the space. And so another part of gratitude is just allowing for divine help. So, you know, stop trying to do it all on your own. You don't have to do that. And so often we fall into this trap of, you know, I have to make my way in the world and I have to make this happen. And if I want it done right, I have to do it myself. And you know, yet while yes, it's a good thing to have the drive and the motivation, you also want to make sure that you leave space to receive and for miracles and for gratitude, because when you leave the space and you leave the openness, you know, yes, take action, go for what you want, but you want to leave the space for God and spirit and the universe to come in and fill the need. And it will happen, you know, when you have a grateful heart, it multiplies. So leaving the space for it to multiply, it will. So it will make you thankful if you leave the space open for you to be. So, for example, let's say you're having trouble paying a bill and you're really stressed about it. You don't know where the money's going to come from. Instead of going into this tailspin of how much your life is just awful and, you know, you'll never be able to pay this bill and you're going to lose this or something's going to be cut off or, you know, whatever all the worst case scenario thinking is that starts, you know, leave the space. So step away from the bill, calm down, because you can feel the energy in your body, how negative it feels. You know, where do you feel it? Do you feel it in your chest? Do you feel it in your back? Do you feel it in your gut? You know, where is all this anxiety and energy, this negative energy around, you know, not physically having the funds to pay the bill? You know, I completely understand it. It's an overwhelming feeling, but you just want to take a deep breath, step back, recognize the feeling, and then open the space for gratitude. And you do that by simply asking for divine help. You know, just turn it over. You know, it's a matter of saying, thank you for what I do have. Thank you for what I can afford. And I need help paying this. And just kind of step back and let it go. And so that creates the space. So the need is out there. You've expressed gratitude and you've placed the need out there. And you will, if you just try it, like you will be amazed at some of the ways that things happen where everything plays out. And here you've done all this worrying and stressing and worst case scenario for no reason because it worked out. Maybe not the way you wanted it to. maybe not the very best way possible, but it works out. Somehow or another, somebody helps you, or, you know, something changes, something shifts, the due date isn't right, or, you know, somebody wants to buy something from you, or you get unexpected money. So when you create that space and you leave that out there, you will be given a reason to be thankful. So that's part of gratitude. That's how you can kind of get in that vibe and just express and be open and be willing to receive. And so the other part of Thanksgiving is obviously the giving part. And so what giving does is it helps others learn gratitude. So when you spread your help and your talents and your gifts and you help fill the needs of others and you become willing to be the miracle in somebody else's life, you really start to teach them how to be grateful and how to receive. And so you really become a huge gift in somebody else's life, you know, not just because you're giving them what they need. So you're not only filling the need, but you're also giving them the gift of learning how to receive. And then you're also giving them the gift of learning how to be grateful. And so sometimes it does happen that you give and there is absolutely no gratitude coming back. But that's okay, because your gift is in the giving. It's not about receiving that gratitude in return, because obviously you've already learned gratitude because you're willing to give. And so hopefully that's the case anyway. But, you know, so when you give and you give with a thankful heart, it doesn't matter to you if that person is truly grateful or not, and really maybe they're just not in that place. And maybe by you giving them something to be grateful for and giving them something, although you might not see it and you might not be given the gratitude, that's still the gift that you're giving them, because inside of them, something is trying to figure out, why is this person helping me? And so you start to open that door for them to question and learn to receive and learn to be grateful, even if it's not expressed. So, you know, never doubt just because maybe you didn't get that gratitude right away. Don't think that doesn't mean that they're not grateful. Maybe they're just not grateful yet, but somewhere down the line, maybe you ended up being that little bit that opened the door just a crack for them to be able to grow and eventually, you know, be a person that lives in gratitude and doesn't have to question anymore why somebody is willing or wanting to help them. And they learn to receive, and therefore they learn gratitude, and then they also learn about giving. And so you could be that person that makes that difference in somebody else's life. And so what makes you grateful, and how can you find reasons every day to be thankful? So most of the time people are automatically thankful for their family and their friends, and, you know, the things maybe that they get. But when you start to really get past that, some people don't want to put that much thought and effort into it. And when you just are, any time that you're down or in a really bad place, you know, go to gratitude and really start to be thankful for everything in your life. And it can be as simple and easy as standing in your living room, look around. You know, what can you be grateful for? You can be grateful for having a living room to stand in, first off. You can be grateful for, you know, if there's furniture in your living room, you can be thankful for the furniture. You can be thankful for having the ability to get the furniture, or you can be thankful that somebody gave you the furniture. You know, you can be thankful for if you have a TV, you can be thankful for the TV on your wall. You can be thankful, again, that you had the ability to purchase the TV. You know, if you have cable or satellite, you know, you can be thankful that you have the ability to stay in touch with the world and watch the shows that you like. So, I mean, it's so easy to just anything that you look at, you can be thankful for. So that's one way to do it. But you can also take that a step further and look at different things that go on throughout your day that you can be grateful for. So here's a few examples. So let's say you're at work and someone has a really bad attitude and they're just having a horrible day. Well, instead of going into negative thinking, you can be thankful that you aren't having a bad day and that you don't have a bad attitude and that people probably aren't thinking all the nasty things that they're thinking about that person about you. So there's one way to be grateful right there. And let's say you're driving to work and you see a wreck or you see somebody broken down on the side of the road. You know, you can be thankful that you are not in that situation. And you can be thankful that, you know, you have a good vehicle that didn't break down. And, you know, maybe your vehicle isn't the greatest, but it's getting you back and forth. And you can be thankful for that. So, and let's say that you see a car going down the road that's in really bad shape. And, you know, you've been thinking, you really want a new car, but you just can't afford it or, you know, whatever the case may be. But you see, you know, this really beat up car going down the road, it can immediately make you grateful for the vehicle you have that, you know, is running, that gets you back and forth, that is in better shape. And it can make you grateful. And you can start to shift away from, I really want that new car, which you think is going to make you really happy, which it's been my experience. Every time you really want, you know, something like a new car or, you know, that really expensive, I don't know, sweater at the store or the brand new phone or whatever. Yeah, it makes you happy for a while, but then the new wears off. And so practicing these gratitudes can keep you focused and just help you stay thankful. And again, gratitude multiplies. So the more that you can affirm and put out there that you're grateful or the vehicle you're in or any other kind of situation like that, you know, then you're going to find more and more reasons to be grateful. And let's say, you know, another one is if you see someone in line ahead of you that can't afford to pay for their purchase or things that they need, maybe at the grocery store or maybe they're trying to purchase gas or, you know, whatever the case may be, you know, instead of thinking, wow, they should have known better, or they should have planned ahead, or they should manage their money better, you know, instead of thinking all this thought, you know, you can be grateful for the fact that you know you can afford the things you're about to purchase. And because obviously that person didn't. So that can give you a reason to be grateful. And hopefully it will also be an opportunity for you to practice giving. And maybe you can, if you are in a position, you can help that person cover the remainder of their purchase. And then you can also be grateful that you had the ability to do that. And so those are all examples that can make you grateful for what you have. And they really help you step back from a place of judging other people and put you in a place of gratitude for your own life and the things that you have in your life. And they also give you a chance to practice mental control, which is so, so, so important because you are not your thoughts. You control your thoughts. And so if you find yourself constantly being in negative or worst case scenario thinking, you have the ability to turn that off. And you have the ability to turn those thoughts around. And so this really gives you an opportunity to, even if you catch yourself starting to think judgmental thoughts, you can turn those off and go into gratitude instead. And so it gives you a chance to practice not only gratitude, but non-judgment, mental control, and prayer, of course, prayer for others. So in any of those situations, it gives you an opportunity to send out prayer for those people because obviously they really, really need it. And so it gives you a chance to, you know, ask for them, ask for the help for them. And so you can be that person that makes that difference. And so that's my little bit of stuff for you today on Thanksgiving and the gratitude part of Thanksgiving and the giving part of giving Thanksgiving. So I wanted to share with you some of the things that I am grateful for, being that we are right here at Thanksgiving. And I am just so very grateful, of course, for my friends and family and my huge support team. And I'm very thankful for good health and, of course, my animals, because I am a huge animal lover and I have way too many pets. And I know that this is a problem, but I can't help it because I am in love with my animals. And so if you are animal people out there, you know what I'm talking about. And I'm just so thankful for my connection with spirit and the guidance that I'm given. And I'm thankful that I take action. And I'm thankful for the things that are taking shape and developing in my life. And so those are just some things that I'm going to put out there that I'm so thankful for. And I'm also very, very thankful for my husband, who is incredibly supportive and just kind of helps me through everything, is my better half, of course. And my incredible parents, of course, I'm thankful for them because I wouldn't be even half of who I am without them. So that's my gratitude. And so I put out there for people, if you had a question that you wanted answered, to comment with three things that you are grateful for, and then to leave your question. And so I have a response that I'm going to share and go from there. And so Allison says that the three things she's grateful for, number one, I am most grateful for my family and friends who give me incredible love and joy. So that's wonderful. Number two, my health. I never take that for granted. And so many people do. You don't realize how valuable health is until you don't have it anymore. So that's an amazing thing to be grateful for, and to be grateful for every day so that it multiplies and you just stay healthy and get healthier every day. Okay, and number three, I'm grateful for all the trials and tribulations that I have had in my life, because without those, I would not be where I am now with my ever-growing relationship with God, the angels, and the gifts God has given me. And so that is absolutely incredible. And so the question is, with all the changes in my life over the last year, how can I make that final leap of faith in moving towards my future in love, my spiritual gifts, energy healing, money, career, and taking my job to the next level? Okay, so that is a very large question, but I am thankful that you put it out there for me. And so I have a very large answer. So I hope you are ready, Allison. So the first thing that I got, being that there's so many things that you are kind of questioning the direction on, and what you should do with so many areas of your life, number one is, what do you really, really want? So what is your desire? Have you actually sat down and looked at, what do I want in every single one of those areas of my life? And how do they all fall in line together? And what do I really want? So what's the main goal? So you want to get really, really clear on that. And so just so you know, my answer has, it's a mix of the intuitive with coaching, so, which is what we do at Angel Coaches. So that's what you're getting. So first off is to be very clear about what you desire. And then the next thing I want, I think you should do is, what do you believe is possible in each of those areas? And you want to be really, really honest with yourself, which is very hard for people to do. But what do you believe is possible? So what you really desire, you know, is one thing, but what do you believe is possible? Do you believe that those desires are actually possible? And then you know, the next step would be, number three would be, what do you truly believe you deserve? So do you believe that you deserve what you desire and what you believe is possible? Do you believe you deserve those things? And so working through those three things, number four would be, what direction is your guidance, intuition, and spiritual gifts telling you to go? So how can you mesh what your spiritual gifts are telling you, you know, the guidance that you get, how can you make that mix with what your desires are? Because a lot of times what happens is we have a desire in life and then we have the higher purpose in life. And so I feel like you feel like those two can't mix right now. And I feel like you've got this one part of you that everything is kind of structured and the way you want it to be and the way you think it should be, the way you believe it should be, and what you think your desires are. But then there's a part of you that really knows that things could be so much better and so much different and on a more spiritual path. So I'm getting really low on time, so I'm going to talk really fast because I've got a lot to tell you. So what you want to do is just ask, how can you mix those things together while you transition into the path that is actually your higher calling? So it's a matter of trying to make those things mix. And I get that you are distracting yourself and you're blocking yourself on your own true knowing and desires because of fear. I think fear is a part of it, but you are distracting yourself. So it's like you find other things to do instead of what you should be doing and what you know you should be doing. So you want to really get clear with yourself and then stay focused and stop distracting yourself and stop allowing the things going on around you to be a distraction. So the number five would be to meditate and work on you. You know, work on all those things that I just brought up, those questions, and get really clear and honest with yourself. And so when you meditate, that's where you're going to get the really good guidance that you need to get the direction. And so then you want to bring in prayer and ask for clear signs and guidance, and you will be given it. And you know this because I know you have the spiritual gifts. I know you have the guidance. You just have to sit down and start meditating so that it will be turned up. It'll be amplified, just like I was talking about on last week's show. You know, that still time really makes a difference. Okay, so the next, you have all the tools and skills and knowledge to create the life you want. You know how to do it. You have the tools and the abilities to take action. You just have to take the guided action. So the meditating will amplify the guidance and then follow that guidance. So then you want to ask, what's the highest vision for your life? And then what steps can you take to get there? So it's not just about what you desire. It's mixing in what is the highest vision for your life. If there were no fear and there was nothing blocking you and you could have anything you wanted, what would that look like? What would that highest vision be? Not only for your highest good, but for the highest good of all, because that's really, you know, the direction you want to focus on. Okay, and so then the three things you should focus on: alignment with spirit, the bliss in your life, and spiritual guidance. So those things are huge for you. That's what I'm getting. So ultimately, I want you to ask some questions to yourself. So what do you feel is lacking or blocking you currently from having what you want and why? So what is blocking you and what is lacking and why? Is it that you feel like you don't have enough education, you don't have enough funding? You know, what are the excuses that you're putting in front of yourself, and start knocking them out one by one? So, okay, I'm running out of time, totally running out of time. So, Allison, I hope that helps. If not, send me an email, and, you know, I would love to do more one-on-one coaching with you. And anybody out there that has questions, you know, these are things that we can really, really dive deep on. And so you can find me at angelcoaches.org, and you can find me at my website, whitneyladd.com. And thank you so much. Everybody have a happy, happy Thanksgiving, and I hope that you have a great weekend, and I will see you guys next week with some really, really great info and upcoming things, and I've got everything setting up and in place. You're going to love it. So stay tuned, and I will see you next week. Happy Thanksgiving.